Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Service. We just like to ask you a few questions about issues that affect in your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? And just to make sure we're reaching everybody, can you tell me what is your race? White, African American, white Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
The chances, okay, definitely?
Yes.
Okay, and just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age, please?
56.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, moving forward, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on the next year's presidential and congressional election on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, using any number between 0 to 10. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm 10.
Thank you. Now, moving forward. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics in Canada over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not at all
closely?
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat closely.
All right, thank you. Moving forward. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, when you hear about the inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the corporate pricing inflation and heat, the public of Congress. I can hear you got your TV on?
No, that's my alarm.
Okay, that's your alarm for you to get off the phone or what?